It is an election that has been referred to as a make or break by some, while others prefer to call it a do or die. People knew one day an election would be called to end the unit government, but there are many who prefer that the stability and peace brought about by the shaky coalition remains. The upcoming poll has, as a result, evoked different emotions among Zimbabweans in South Africa. Washi Mabizela cannot hide his excitement over the election day that is just around the corner.
I have checked and I found out my name is still there. So definitely before 31, I will go home and cast my vote. I will try to go even on the 29th of this month so that I avoid being late and ended up failing to cast my vote.
However, the tainted history of elections in Zimbabwe has forced others like Peter Maka not to bother about participating in the vote.
No, I'm not planning to go home at all. For me, it's pointless to go and vote anyway. Last two elections I was there, I didn't even participate. It just happened. I don't see how my vote was going to change much, really.
But other diasporans, like Malume Ndlovu, are not missing their words on what kind of elections they expect on the 31st of July.
The only thing what we are looking for, free and fair election. If you do like that, you can go back where we come from. This country is not our country, somebody's country. We stay here because we're getting the job we're working for, time being. But in the future, we have to go to our country.
Journalist Stanley Karombo says many Zimbabweans are overwhelmed by anxiety about the coming elections, especially victims of the 2008 election violence. However, he admits that some are ready to make sacrifices with the hope that their vote might end their suffering.
A change for Zimbabweans is vital because they expect a change of their life. It's a do or die. Whether Tsvangirai or Mugabe wins, now they are saying it doesn't matter, but they want to vote and forget about elections because we can't be in election mood forever.
Dennis Nyakura says he is thrilled by the thought that by this time next month, Zimbabwe will be in the hands of a new government chosen by the people. Nyakura is very clear about the kind of Zimbabwe he wants to see after the elections.
A better Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe for everyone, not a Zimbabwe for one-sided party, whereby this one beats this one, a quiet Zimbabwe, prosperous Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe can grow up more than what it used to be.
And South African national Asina Hans has a passionate plea to make to Zimbabweans both in and outside the country.
What does it cost standing in line for about a day trying to make change? You can't establish something unless you try. So trying to go out there and making that change by voting is at least a step forward.
As political parties go out in full force in a last-minute attempt to garner more votes, there is no doubt that diasporans in South Africa and Botswana are also preparing to participate in their numbers, hoping the results will open a new page and mark the beginning of their long-awaited relocation back to their homeland. Reporting for Studio 7 in Johannesburg, this is Benedictine Nhlapo.